Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Growth Machine. I'm Shane Miller, your host, and today we have Brad Watkins, the CEO of Local and Qualified. How you doing, Brad?
Hey, doing good, Shane. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Welcome to the show. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Local and Qualified? You know, I always say you're going to do a much better job than I ever would.
Definitely. Local and Qualified, we're a full-scale digital marketing agency. We have in-house teams. We provide services for other agencies via white label. And then we primarily work with single multi-location home service companies and professional service companies, very recession-proof industries and kind of like those core industries that run America. That's really what we focus on. And we do everything from branding to, you know, development and actually building the websites and the applications, and then doing the implementation and really creating a done-for-you approach so that people can focus on their business. And then we run the online side for them, essentially.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, toilets are always going to clog, roofs are always going to collapse, right? Electricity is always going to go out. And those are things you just can't live without. So recession-proof for sure. So you say you also work with agencies. So are you primarily working with agencies that are servicing like the home services niche, or do you work with agencies that serve any niche?
Definitely. So we're industry agnostic. We work with agencies that service an abundance of niches, but primarily we're working with other agencies that are focused on service businesses and that really have a high focus on search engine optimization and measurable lead generation for those businesses, and then branding those businesses at a really high level. We really feel like that sector for them is very underserved, and so we try to provide a very, very high level of quality of service for those industries to really help them set apart.
Gotcha. And so when you have like white label partnerships with agencies, I mean, how do those even come about? Because I know like I have clients and I've spoken with people and they're like, yeah, I'll have a million referral partnership conversations with agencies, but nothing ever comes from them.
Definitely. A lot of those come from actually their customers. So it'll either be individuals that they have needs for that they're just not able to fulfill and they've heard about us through other direct brands, or it's from past experiences. You know, most of the members of our organization have 10 plus years of experience in their field and what they're doing. And so naturally, over time, they've gained agency relationships that trust them and they trusted us, fortunately, to provide those white label services for them and act as that dedicated fulfillment team. And that's really obviously an honor and humbling.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel that. I mean, that's interesting. Referral from their clients. I feel like it almost spooks them a little bit sometimes. But that's how you know you're doing well, when your client is providing another agency such a strong recommendation that they want to work with you.
Yep, that's normally how the partnership's made. Well, we'll come in and we'll work with the agency on a project. And then because of that experience, the agency will a lot of times start to work with us on other projects and it becomes an ongoing relationship where we support each other.
Got it. Very cool. So kind of tell me, like, do you have any unique mechanisms that you use to kind of knock it out of the park for clients? Or, you know, what makes you guys such strong providers?
Glad you asked that. We went a route that some people are not willing to do. A lot of people, it seems now, are outsourcing or they're hiring VAs and looking for areas to cut cost on fulfillment. And we did the exact opposite. We knew from the beginning that we were going to spend money, and we were going to hire people that were top tier experts and A players. And we were going to bring in those A players and build a team with them and create a cool culture where you have these A players that really want to work together. And usually there's just one or two of these people in an organization. And we put them on a team together, essentially. And then when you create that, those people just really, really vibe off of each other, and they build some really beautiful things for customers, and your customers become really well served. So taking care of them, providing them a good quality of life, and then a challenging and dynamic team landscape to where these great people work together. And it's all internal on the same team and house. So there's a sense of internal pride and accountability to the results.
Yeah. I mean, I think the key to happy clients is happy employees. So I'm happy to hear you talk about like provide them a good life. I'm assuming you're referring to like work-life balance and And
definitely.
So we really have
a 100% remote team. So we're definitely on board with that. You know, we don't want people to have to spend, you know, an hour each way in commute in major metros. We would rather they have that time back with their family or to go get a workout in, and people are better rested and they perform better.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I can just say my wife, like, so I'm the entrepreneur side. She's the corporate side. And when she was allowed to start working remote, her quality of life just went way up. So I completely understand that. So tell me then, what like is the growth strategy? What are you guys doing to bring clients in right now?
Definitely. So there's several different things that we do. Obviously, the typical things that you hear of, you know, email marketing, the normal things that you hear from retargeting. But we also do things that are on a local level, too. So we're in many BNI groups, several BNI groups. So we're actually face to face with a lot of businesses, and those businesses will refer us to other businesses because of their experience. And then also, we've really committed to growth to where we're willing to hire direct sales, directors of sales to go and acquire business each month. So every day they're focused on gaining new business, growing the business. And obviously that's a, you know, that's an investment. But I believe that if you say, hey, I'm committed to growth, then you have to truly be committed to growth. And that's going to mean hiring people, building list, and really outbounding to those lists, while simultaneously doing those things that help you farm business. Showing up for what you do, where you do it, is obviously, that's just expected. You have to do that. Remarketing to an intelligent audience and being able to personalize that audience is also huge. And then we do a lot of things internally with AI to really streamline our prospecting flow, and to have the sales intelligence necessary for us to know who we should be reaching out to, when we should be reaching out to those individuals. And then we actually look to build those same internal systems for other organizations that have true sales teams, to where we can really build a prospecting engine essentially for them. So for example, like with us internally, my reps were spending about 2 hours per day per person doing prospecting. Well, you take that off the table and you think about how much do I pay them per hour, 10 hours a week, and then you build that prospecting engine to replace those actions, and then they get 10 hours a week back into that. So that's one of the most powerful things that we've done.
Gotcha. Tell me a little bit more about the prospecting engine that you guys have built. I know you said list building outreach, but is there any special kind of secret sauce there that you're willing to share?
Yeah, so I'll share a little bit of secret sauce. So it can be done for any industry, really. It's the big thing is reverse engineering what you're looking to accomplish. So identifying that ideal client, really being able to zero in on that, and then finding a way to access a database of those customers. There's various ways and means and methods and a lot of different ways to do that, depending on the type of customer and the types of databases and the needs. But then taking that information, being able to essentially put it into what we like to call internally the LQ data factory. And then it's going to take that data and it's going to enrich those leads. And then be able to integrate that directly and import that directly into the sales team CRMs. And then those individuals have what they need on the fly, targeted, And we're saving 10 hours per person per week. And we're seeing that not just across our team and our industries, obviously, but others that we've instituted this as well. Because it could be done to where you work with SMBs, but could also be targeted to job titles. Say, for example, I want to target, you know, mechanical engineers. I want to target, you know, certain individuals that have, you know, certain demographics. That all those things can be linked together so you can really have targeted and high-level personalization. And then supplement that human team, give them their time back, put them back into selling activities, and then streamline that prospecting for them. That's where I've seen a massive amount of impact, especially for B2B orgs right now that have those, those traditional sales teams, like inside sales teams, customer support teams, and then being able to integrate with those systems, the CRM systems and the project management systems effectively so that everything works with context. That's really huge for sales teams right now. And if people aren't doing that, they definitely need to be.
Yes, absolutely. And so when you're doing this prospecting, like, how does it work? Is it kind of automated? I mean, it must be, right? Because you said you're taking it off their plates. So do you guys use a lot of AI or do you write your own copy? How does that work?
Yeah, definitely. So we're building AI systems, custom AI systems. Think databases and AI combined, API engineering, all of that combined into one place to create that automation. And it's going to vary with each industry, each company, each type of prospect. It's all going to vary the way that it's built, but it essentially accomplishes the same task. And it's a combination of database, AI, API engineering.
Gotcha. Makes sense to me. Cool. And so what, I guess, is the biggest bottleneck you guys are facing right now in your prospecting or growth engine?
There's not a lot of bottlenecks right now. There's a lot of businesses that are very underserved, that don't own their digital properties, that, you know, are being underserved with search engine optimization, ads being managed without even conversions being set up. You can't optimize anything if you don't even have conversions to measure. And it seems like those people can really gain the most. So we really try to go in and keep a high level offering for those individuals and overserve them. So there's really not a bottleneck in growth. It seems like there's a lot of people that really need what we do and get a lot of value from what we do. And we've been able to grow because of that. We've also seen our agency partners grow because of that. And I just really believe that if you treat people right and you always think of your customer first when you're building things, it's going to take care of, you're going to be taken care of on your end.
Gotcha. That's cool, man. I mean, it sounds like you guys have a very, very organized fulfillment and growth system, which is awesome to see. It's usually one or the other or none. I'm not surprised. I was just curious, what kind of growth are you guys seeing like month over month right now?
Definitely. I can't go into like internal specifics on our, but it's fast. It's very fast. Very fast growth right now. It's really, really hot. People have asked, is digital marketing in demand? Is SEO in demand? And it seems like it's never been in more demand. There's more channels. There's more to it. It's you hear the term search everywhere optimization, but it really is. You know, people haven't talked about SEO for a long time. And because of the advent of, the ChatGPTs of the world and the Geminis and the AI overviews, people are really talking about it a lot. And it's becoming an exciting topic. And, we're here for it.
Awesome. Very cool. All right, Brad. Well, I guess my one piece, or not one piece of advice, my last question for you is, how do you know when you have to make your first hire?
When you need to replace yourself. So what I would suggest is run. Run as hard as you can. Talk to as many strangers as you can before you hire. Build your revenue up to the point that you can't stretch yourself anymore. Then it's time to replicate yourself and start to look for that next individual, essentially.
Okay. Great. Very succinct. All right, Brad. Well, thank you so much. For anyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about Local and Qualified, who seem to be very qualified and providing the best services for you for your own growth, go ahead and look in the podcast description for their website. Again, Brad, thank you so much.
Definitely awesome. Thanks, Shane.